Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Of Shepherding Chat Room, your favorite place for shepherding conversations and all the deep revelations you need for the work of the ministry, and especially according to the book The Art of Shepherding by Bishop Dagiwon Mills. I'm glad to have you here tonight. You're very, very welcome. I want to ask you to please remember to like, to share, and to subscribe to this page. And I want to ask you to stay through right up to the end. Don't start without getting to the end. Stay with us to the end, and I promise you it will be well worth your time. I want to take a quick break, and I'll be right back. Welcome back to the Art of Shepherding chat room. And like I said before, here we are about shepherding, we're about ministry, and we're really having some deep conversations. If today is your first time of joining us, I want to say you found a good place, you found a good thing, and I want to encourage you to stay here right through to the end. Whilst you're doing that, remember to like this page. I want you to share the stream. I want you to subscribe if you've not subscribed, and I believe that we'll have a rollicking time. Tonight, we'll take a spot of music before we get on to the meat of the matter. And as usual, we're taking a first love track. I want you to listen to the music. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about the track. So let's take some music, and I'll be right back.
John the Baptist said, "Old friends, this was the day I was born for. I saw the Lamb of God. He asked me to baptize him." John the Baptist said, "My work on earth is done. Jesus must increase, and I have run my race, I have kept the faith, I have finished my course. Now he must increase, and I must decrease. This is what I live for, to say these words, help me, Lord."
I was called by the Lord. Gave meaning to my life. He took away the emptiness. He took away the uselessness. I'm glad I met the Lord. Woo! He turned my life around, and he really gave to me a purpose for my life. I have run my
peace.
to be faithful to the end, so I can speak like John the Baptist and run my race like Paul did. Oh, how I want to finish well, how I want to run my race. I'm following hard with all my heart. Help me, Jesus.
So that was He Must Increase featuring Jolene. That's First Love Music. And I want to encourage you to find First Love Music on any of the streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you do your music. You can find First Love Music there. Download. They have quite a number of albums. Beautiful spiritual music. If you're a little familiar with your Bible, you can tell that this one was based on a verse coming out of the book of 2 Timothy. This is the kind of music you need to, you know, spice up your spiritual life and get you going on your way. And the music is nice and modern. I just love that music video. Well, tonight, it's time to get into the shepherding conversations. And we have someone to start us on our way with the conversation, someone who has brought us a lot of insight on this program, has given us deep revelations, fantastic. Last week, somebody said that I seem to have forgotten that I was presenting and I was actually enjoying the thing. I said, there's nothing that stops me from enjoying the thing. I also need shepherding tips and shepherding revelations. So, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, we are blessed to have with us one more time Bishop Edwin Ogo.
What a blessing.
Beautiful.
What a blessing.
What a blessing, Bishop. You're welcome.
Thank you, Bishop Kobe.
Yes, it's good to have you one more time. I'm stretching my legs in anticipation.
I've been enjoying this season of Art of Shepherding Chatroom.
Yes.
I've been enjoying chatting with you. I like the feeling, and I've enjoyed the awesome studio audience.
The studio audience has been awesome. Awesome every day. Awesome every day. Awesome every day. Awesome every day.
And it's beautiful. And best of all, I'll tell you that I've really enjoyed the Art of Shepherding book.
Yeah.
And I want everyone watching to understand that I don't know whether you know that there is this game we used to play as children. It's called the Maypole. The Maypole, where there's a tall, a stem, a metal stem, and then we have other ropes or cords, and we run around it. You know, yes. So we are like children running around a maypole. Mm. And that maypole is Bishop Dagiwot Mills.
Wow.
Yeah. His ministry, his life, his example, his work, his anointing. I mean, are like ingredients that have come together to produce the multifaceted blessings we are enjoying in the church. And yes, I've seen a picture of a maypole. You can put it up for them to see. It's a wonderful game. You know, children go, they don't swing. They just run around it and run and run and run. But it has happened because there's a pole.
Mm.
There's a pole. And I thank God that we who are doing ministry at this time of our lives are blessed to have the ministry of Bishop Dagiwot Mills. Yeah. It's a blessing to have his books to read. It's a blessing to listen to his messages.
That's right, yeah.
It's a blessing to watch his videos.
Yeah.
And for me, personally, it's a blessing to just look at him. I get a good feeling when I just see him, you know, and it's a blessing. But tonight we are delving into one of his masterpieces called The Art of Shepherding.
Masterpiece.
I think that the past two or three episodes of the chat room have been have centered around shepherding assignments.
Yeah.
And in this book, The Art of Shepherding, there are three chapters that deal with the shepherding assignments. Yes.
Yeah.
One of them is to lead and to guide. I think that must be what we did the previous episode.
Yes.
And then the other one is to be gentle and tender.
Yes,
I had a good time that time. It was very nice. And today, so I said there are three of them, just three chapters.
Yeah.
But today, we are looking at the third and final shepherding assignment in the book. And that is the assignment to watch for the sheep.
Beautiful. To watch for the sheep.
And it's a very, for me, it's an overarching assignment.
Yeah.
It only reminds me, you know, in recent times, God has blessed me with a granddaughter.
Yeah, he's a grandpa now.
I just enjoy her. Yeah, she has a lot of energy. I melt when I see her smile. You know, but one thing I've noticed is that when I am around her, I can't keep my eyes off her. Not just because I like her, but my eyes are on her because I don't want her to enter into danger.
Into danger.
To fall or to touch something she didn't. Yeah. So whatever I'm doing,
you have to stop.
I have to really make sure that
you're watching her.
I'm watching her. Once she's around me, because you see, she has energy, she climbs things.
She's
moving around. And in her movement, she thinks she's just doing things, but she can easily stumble into a big problem.
Yeah.
Very big problem. You know, when I was a kid, about a few months, my mother tells me I was so energetic. I went and just fell over a boiling kettle.
Mercy.
Yeah. And I had some burns. So I think about it, and I want to protect my granddaughter
from having that from kind of bands. Experience.
Yes, you know. So that is what comes to my mind.
Yeah.
And on a more serious note, if you are a shepherd, you really must literally watch for your sheep. Yeah. You must watch for your sheep. And I see that what makes me have that sense of responsibility to watch for my granddaughter is actually a mind that she belongs to me.
Wow.
Yes. Once that mind is not there, I will not have any sense of responsibility.
Mm.
And if you remember the words of Jesus, he was teaching about a shepherd, the difference between a shepherd and a hireling.
That's
in
right.
John 10.
That's right.
He taught many things.
Yeah.
But I want you to see on your screen verse 12. John chapter 10. Just see something in verse 12. It says, but he that is an hireling.
An hireling.
And not the shepherd. Whose own the sheep are not.
Beautiful.
Seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth them. This is a whole teaching we can get into. But the point, the phrase is, whose own the sheep are not.
That's the cut.
That's a hireling. A characteristic of a shepherd is that the sheep are his own. Yes.
That's the main difference.
Yes. Without any controversy, without any debate. If you are a pastor watching, a pastor of 1,000 members, a pastor of 10 members, a shepherd of 8 members, please read my lips. The sheep are your own. They are your own. They are not your own in the sense that you can do what you like with them, but they are own in the sense that my granddaughter has a father. And she has a mother. She has parents. But I have a sense of responsibility that she is my own.
She's yours. Yeah.
Now, if you are a shepherd and God has given you 5 sheep and you do not have this mind, you will never carry out that shepherding assignment of watching for. It's not watching over.
Over.
It's watching for. That is looking out for the sheep.
Yeah.
And that is the hallmark of the shepherding work.
Mm.
Anyone who doesn't have his eyes and his mind, when we say watch out for, figuratively, it also means let your mind be on the sheep.
Yeah.
If they are 100, your mind must be on them.
Yeah.
That's why the shepherding work is one of the most difficult jobs on planet Earth.
That's right.
I don't know about Venus or Saturn, but on Earth, shepherding is not what you are thinking it to be. Because the more sheep you have, the more your responsibility to watch for, look out for, and you realize that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any day, any time, your mind is on one sheep or the other.
That's right.
True shepherd doesn't watch for the sheep on Sundays.
No,
weekday service.
Yeah.
You watch for the sheep all the time
because
they live all the time.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And I guess that, a shepherd should be able to see the sheep, see their condition, see when they are well, see when they are not well, see when they are happy, see when they are not happy. He must watch, and that's a watch for them.
Yes.
Watch for them. See that, no, this one, there's something wrong today. This one, no, this one is not. Come for medicine. You are not well today.
Without that, the sheep, I don't know whether it was the last episode or the last but one, or the two episodes ago. Yeah. I mentioned that sheep need a shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are not alligators.
Yeah.
We are not cats.
Cats. Yeah.
Sheep are tender.
Yeah.
Sheep need a shepherd.
A shepherd. Yeah.
Like our prophet says, what hope is there for a cow?
Oh.
That says it's going to Tamale in Ghana from Accra.
No.
I mean, it just has to get to Madina and it has become kebab. Quickly. Those of you who don't know Madina and Tamale, there are places in Ghana. But I'm saying this, that it's very important for you as a shepherd to understand that your sheep need you. Look out for them. They should not be off your mind.
Yeah.
They should be on your mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
They need you to be on their mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need you to have them on your mind. And it is that assignment of watching for the sheep that gives the sheep longevity, life.
Yeah.
And even the sense that it is owned by someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every sheep under you must feel that he or she has an owner.
Mm.
And it depends on you how you do your work as a shepherd. Mm. So I'm very happy that among the assignments, there is this one very important assignment of watching for. So if you are watching, you are part of this nice episode we are having today. And there are sheep you forget. Please come back and do your work well. I'm just begging you, that's all. If you have 7 sheep, you must watch for 7 sheep.
Yeah.
You must.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have 20 sheep, you must watch for them.
Yeah.
There is nothing like a sheep that does not need watching for.
Yeah.
They may look muscular. Their wigs may be long. They may wear high heels. They may have big jobs. But a sheep is a sheep and needs to be watched for.
Beautiful. And I think that we have already stepped into the first point, because the first point, 5 ways a shepherd must watch for the sheep.
Yes.
And this chapter has 5 points. But the first point is that shepherds must watch out for the soul, mind, and heart of the sheep.
Look at that.
And prophet says that it's by being a farmer that you would understand the need to watch out for the innermost workings of the sheep.
Innermost workings.
Innermost workings of
and,
the sheep.
And the soul, the heart, and the mind. I mean, these are the what makes a person a person?
Yes.
What makes your sheep? And one of the things that you learn from the words of Jesus is that a shepherd knows the sheep by name.
By name.
Yes. He knoweth his sheep by name.
By name.
And that name is not Isabella.
Mm.
By name is not Francisca or Francis.
Wow.
No. Knowing the sheep, John 10, verse 3.
Mm.
It says, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Every sheep has a name. And the name is not Betty or Kwame. The name of a sheep represents the characteristics that make the sheep the unique person with a unique thumbprint.
Wow. Beautiful.
There are sheep with whose names are choleric and moody. Yes. There are some sheep I have whose names are I need a beloved. Yes. When I see her, I see a beloved. I see that I have work to do.
There's the need for a beloved.
Like if I don't find this lady, a 34-year-old guy,
there will be a problem.
Her destiny is sealed. Yes.
Wow.
That's the name. That's the name of a sheep.
Wow.
Yes. That's the name.
Wow.
There are sheep I have now who need accommodation.
Accommodation.
So that's the name. That's the name. The name a name is the unique situation, the unique problem, characteristic that a sheep has. And as the seasons change, their names change.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, baby. In 2020, her name was Christiana, no beloved.
Mm.
Yeah. But in 2023, her name is Mrs. Christiana needs a house help.
Beautiful.
That I must find a house help for. Yes. So, Bishop Kobe, the names change. So, watching out for a sheep means being in constant touch with the changing scenes of life. Of it's a lot of work. Clap your hands for the next shepherd. Yeah. Clap your hands for the pastors.
Yeah.
Look, Dr. Bobby, I'll tell you, if we understood our work and really wanted to do our work well, we will not have time for anything.
That's right, very true. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
One day, some years ago, I was in my office looking at, on Sunday evening, looking at the data of my pastors under me in my branches. And I looked, and there was this particular branch. Attendance was falling. Data was all over the place. I was so upset. In a few minutes, I was called to the car park down there. So I descended. What should I see when I went to the car park? The pastor of this church, whose numbers were decreasing, whose figures were all over the
church
place.
Church is finishing.
He was at the car park laughing and chatting. He was very happy. I almost felt like walking to him and said, are you aware that your church is finishing? I'm saying that when you understand the work, burden of the work on your hands, you will be very careful.
You won't
have a lot of time for anything else.
Yeah.
So I'm really praying that as a pastor, God will give you the grace to know the names of your members.
Know
the changing names.
Very powerful.
To know the changing situation. That's why we watch out for. Like my granddaughter, I'm looking out today. At this time, she's trying to climb a chair. She's got this toy. She's doing this. And sometimes she just lies down and she's sleeping. As she's sleeping, I have to go and carry her and put her on a proper bed and make sure that she's well covered. Yeah. I am watching out for her.
Beautiful. And I guess, like you're saying, this is a lot of work.
Yes.
I mean, these are very, very high standards.
No. The standards are high.
Very, very high.
And I'm praying that we will really, may God give you the heart of a shepherd.
Yeah. Amen.
May God cause your heart to be oriented properly towards your sheep. May your heart be directed and guided towards the needs. May you have the eyes to see. May you have the capacity to know that your sheep need you.
Yeah.
If you look at the second point,
it
said shepherds must watch for the very lives of their sheep. He said Satan also wishes to kill your members. It is the duty of the pastor to pray for the preservation of the life of the sheep. God will spare their lives because of your prayers. And that is it there. Satan wants to kill them.
Yeah.
He wants to kill them. And a pastor must pray.
Yeah.
A pastor must be aware that I must pray for this person. I must watch out for this person. And so it is a very, very complex work that a shepherd does. But today I'm happy that we are looking at a very, very foundational assignment, which is to watch for the sheep. The third of the five, third says, shepherds must watch for the souls of the sheep by being constantly in prayer and thanksgiving. Can you clap your hands?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the scripture right there is Colossians 4 verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So, Mr. Shepherd man, Mrs. Shepherd woman, are you a shepherd? Are you a pastor? God is saying to you that one of your assignments, I thank God you have fellowship meetings. You take your members to church. Pastor, I'm happy you preach to your members. But one of your responsibilities is to pray for them.
Yeah.
And also to thank God for them. When you stop thanking God for them, you see, anything you are not grateful for diminishes in its value.
Wow.
Anything you are not grateful for, you are not thankful for, the value of that thing. One of the ways to have great value for something is to constantly thank God for that thing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
You can clap your hands. That is why I'm speaking to shepherds right now that find a day in the week and begin to thank God. Mention their names and thank God for them. You will see that suddenly your love for them will escalate. Your love for them will deepen. It's a shepherding assignment to thank God for. There must be once a while that you have a list of your members. And when you see each one, there must be something to thank God for. Lord, I thank you for Kwame's life. And when you are grateful, you will see greatness in a person that will let you even love that sheep the more.
Wow.
So I really want us as shepherds and pastors to learn today that we are talking about watching for your sheep. And one of the interventions is to pray for them.
Wow.
Yes. Is to watch out for them.
Yeah.
Is to look out for them. And we are learning now that one of them is to actually be thankful to God for them.
Thankful to God for them. Yeah.
The fourth one says, shepherds must watch for the souls of the sheep by praying in the night. Bishop says praying at night is called watching and praying. Jesus commanded us to watch and pray. Watching and praying speaks of waiting on God in the night time. That's what we call the night watch.
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians 5, 6 says, therefore let us not sleep. Yes. Type in the comment bar, I shall not sleep as a shepherd. I shall not sleep.
I will not sleep.
I will not sleep. Type again, I am alert.
I am alert.
I am alert.
I am alert.
Type, I am looking out for my sheep.
I am looking out for my sheep.
Type, I am a professional shepherd.
I am a professional shepherd.
I don't keep my sheep out of my sight.
I don't keep my sheep out of my sight.
That is it. And one of your responsibilities is that in the night, when you were looking for a husband, you prayed in the night.
Hey.
Yeah. Even a beloved who recently broke your heart, you were doing all night. How much more praying for your members in the night? May an angel come into your room at 2 a.m. and find you lying in bed praying for Ethel. And I don't mean Ethel, your former girlfriend. Ethel, your singer now, your current singer. But ladies and gentlemen, to watch means, and I'm giving every shepherd here a challenge. Pastor, can I challenge you?
Yes.
Can I challenge you?
Yes.
Can you have a night where you are praying, but mentioning your members by name?
Yes.
And praying for them?
Yes.
And in the middle, you call a member and say, I'm praying for you. Give me two prayer topics now. Text them right now. Why will this member go and chase a prophet who has come to town? Now imagine, you think of yourself, that you are at home and your pastor calls you, that you should give him three prayer topics. Because this is your hour. I mean, he has been praying for sheep, but it's now your turn. I mean, may God cause all of us to become better shepherds. Better at doing this work of a shepherd. And we are saying that one of your roles as a shepherd is to be up in the night. And I like that scripture I read earlier. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. A shepherd doesn't join the shoemakers and the drivers to sleep. A shepherd doesn't join the cows to sleep. A shepherd doesn't join his neighbors to sleep.
Wow.
A shepherd stays up, and shepherding is not just busing people to church. Shepherding is praying for your members in the night as well. It's part of your assignment to watch for your sheep.
Wow.
Everyone, just type, I will pray in the night for my sheep.
I will pray in the night for my sheep.
I will pray in the night for my sheep.
I will pray in the night for my sheep.
Amen.
Amen.
Can you clap your hands for Jesus? And the last for today before I take questions, it says, shepherds must watch for the souls of the sheep by... So we've learned. Let me recap. One of the ways to watch for your sheep is, number one, to watch for their lives, for the souls.
Mind and
it's one way. You watch for the soul.
Yeah.
Another way is to
watch
for their lives. Another way is to pray. Another way is to watch and pray. Now, the fifth way to watch for, to look out for your sheep is to, let me read again. Shepherds must watch for the souls of the sheep by watching out for the enemy. Can you clap? Wow. Bishop Dagiwad Mills, the Art of Shepherding Chatroom wants to say a big thank you.
Definitely.
You are an amazing teacher. And we love you. We love you. That is, you watch for your sheep, Abigail, by watching for her enemies. I feel like dancing. So, you see, this makes the work of a shepherd even more complex. So now, you are not just watching for 100 sheep, but you are watching for 100 enemies of the 100 sheep. And some sheep have got, one sheep has got 20 enemies. Can you lift your hands wherever you are? If you are driving, don't lift your hands. If you are in your office, you are in your bedroom, wherever you are sitting, you are eating, you are in, lift your hands and ask the Lord to give you grace to be a shepherd. Yes, pray, pray right now and ask the Lord for grace to be a proper shepherd. A shepherd to understand the work, to be a good shepherd, to be a real shepherd, to be a powerful shepherd, to be the shepherd after God's heart. Pray now, just pray. It's an important prayer. Father, make me a good shepherd. Make me a real shepherd. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. What a beautiful chapter. So, over to you, Bishop Kobe.
You know, I mean, as you speak, I'm just reminded of how many times I've sat in meetings and shepherds are quick to blame their sheep for things that are going wrong. I'm just asking myself that, really, if we are really to follow the standards, it should be difficult for a shepherd to blame the sheep.
No. There's nowhere in the Bible sheep were blamed.
Yeah.
Always shepherds were beaten, were warned. Yeah. One of them said, your sins are forgiven. Yes. I'm bringing them back to you.
Hey.
Yes. God's word has always held shepherds accountable.
Yeah.
Wow. The state of the sheep is a result of the state of the shepherd. If you are a pastor watching and you have got spiritual sheep, it's because you made them spiritual. Yeah. I'm talking to you. If your sheep have scattered, it means you are a scatterer.
Wow.
If your sheep don't read their Bible, you are a type of shepherd whose sheep don't read their Bible. It's you, number one, you, number two, you, number three, and you, number thousand. Your sheep have nothing. You are the reason why your sheep are in the state. The Bible says, as the priest, so the people.
The people, yeah.
Period.
Wow. Beautiful. So, those of you who are shepherds out there, before you blame your sheep, those of you enter a meeting, my members.
No.
There are some way.
No, some which way? You are there some way.
I mean, I'm remembering some excuses. And No.
From now on, if you are a pastor, I'm saying to you that your church is you.
It's you.
You know, that's why we began this chat room with the heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's your heart that has pumped something. I don't know whether it pumped grease or engine oil or blood or water or juice, orange juice. You have pumped something into the church. Better drain it away and pump the proper thing for your church to have life.
Beautiful. So really, we don't have any excuse. God expects it. And you see, if you carry out these shepherding assignments, you find that there are many excuses that disappear.
They disappear.
Many excuses that disappear. If you are praying for your sheep, you're watching for, and that last point, watch out for the enemy. I mean, when you begin to talk about the enemies that our sheep have.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's a whole different thing.
It's
a friend who shouldn't be there, a habit that shouldn't be there, a place the sheep is going that they shouldn't go. Even some types of clothes they are wearing which don't wear.
It's
I remember,
enemy.
Bishop, when was, what, must have been last week or 2 weeks ago, I was standing with a young lady on the car park and I said, why are you wearing the dress you're wearing? It is too short. She said, oh, Bishop, So I called another sheep of mine, a young lady. I said, come. I said, do you know, although I know her very well, we are all in the same region and all that. I said, beautiful. I said, do you see the dress that she's wearing? I said, next week, she'll bring the dress to you. We are confiscating the dress. I can't collect the dress, so you who collect it.
Yes.
You're another girl. I said, you can't have this dress in your wardrobe.
Because that dress he's wearing is an assistant enemy.
I tell you.
Yes. That dress is going to call the real enemy to come.
Yeah.
Yes. Because of that dress, and men like skin. Lord have mercy. When a man sees skin, he forgets his name, his mother's birthday. He forgets even the name of his area where he lives.
Skin.
Skin.
Hey, it's like blood to a shark.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So this girl, this church goer who is wearing this dress, is revealing skin that is going to bring the real enemies.
Oh.
The guy with biceps who is now salivating after that copper-colored skin.
Hey!
Why? To what end?
To what end?
So we thank God for a shepherd who deals with that enemy. Who deals with that dress. Who deals with the circumstances. And ladies and gentlemen, that is why a shepherd must watch for the sheep. There must be a sense of ownership.
That's right.
I pray that there's no hireling in the in this evening's meeting.
Yeah.
A hireling is someone who runs away from the antagonizing and the antagonists of the end of the sheep. The things that come to destroy the sheep. A shepherd must stand like David. Yeah. He said, I was standing my father's sheep. A lion came, I fought it. A bear came, I fought it. And the same God who helped me to fight the lion and the bear will help me to bring down this uncircumcised Philistine.
Beautiful.
So I'm encouraging all of us that your work, I mean, this point number five is something else.
Oh, yes.
It's something else. You know, I mean, as you are watching, can you now remember how many enemies of your sheep you have missed? You sat down for someone to come and collect your singer away.
Yeah.
You sat down for a problem to take your member away. You shouldn't have 28 members. You should have 63 members. The rest have been eaten by the enemy.
Yeah.
So I'm praying that we will really, out of this evening's chat room, wake up to your responsibilities.
Yeah.
Wake up to the demands of shepherding.
Yeah.
Yes, and I said something earlier on, I want to say again, Bishop Kobe, sheep need to be cared for. They need a shepherd. There is no sheep that is macho and muscular enough not to need a shepherd.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I mean, this is fantastic. And I think that today's topic is a little sobering because, like you said, it is the overarching shepherding assignment.
Yes,
it really is. And as I think about it, it's really sobering me. And you see that if we really follow these things, we shouldn't lose as many members as we do.
No.
But well, at this point, I want to ask you to do us, not do us a favor, but I want to ask you to do the right thing.
That's really the
right thing. Because you are being blessed by the chat room. We know you are being blessed. We know it's your favorite place. We love you. We are glad that you're on. If you just join anyway, this is the Art of Shepherding chat room. I want you to be here at 7:30 p.m. every evening. It's good for you. It's good for your ministry. It's good for your shepherding. But it's time for you to also do something, and that is to sow a seed. Mm. I want everybody who's watching to make it a point to sow a seed before the show ends. Don't watch the program and go out without sowing a seed. It's a way of saying to God that I honor what you are bringing my way.
Mm.
I respect what you are bringing to me.
That's true.
This is not a show for entertainment.
No, no.
It's not something we are doing to make people happy in their homes. If it makes you happy, God bless you. But it is primarily so that God can teach his people. God can train his shepherds.
Beautiful.
He can sharpen them to do the work of the ministry that he has given them. And I want you to sow a seed into this program, this work that God is doing, and to look out for the blessings that God will bring your way as you do that. So the numbers are up on the screen currently. If you are based in Ghana, your number is at the top. It's got written at the bottom, Art of Shepherding. That's what you see as you try to pay to the number. For those of you who are international, your number is at the bottom. You see international giving. The name Laureen Boateng there is correct. That's the name that you will find on the number. So I want you to take your device, your tablet, your phone, whatever you use to do your giving, and to do your giving sow your seed now, and I believe that God will bless you. This is some work that God is bringing your way. God has used the work to bless you. I want you to respond by sowing a seed, and then God will bless you. We'll take a break now, and when we come back, I'll take some questions from the audience.
Life on earth is dotted with continual frustration, persistent unhappiness, desolation, unexplained misfortune, death, emptiness, frequent harassment, confusion, futility, war, constant conflict, and poverty. Such a description has only one definition: a curse. Most people are unaware of the fact that there are curses in the earth. This expansive volume, How to Neutralize Curses by Dag Heward Mills, will help you overcome and neutralize invisible curses fighting your greatness. Grab your copy of How to Neutralize Curses by Dag Heward Mills online at dagheawardmillsbooks.org. God has a great destiny for you. May the pages of this book serve as a great weapon to neutralize the power of the curse in your life.
We are back. This is the Art of Shepherding chat room. And if you have just joined us, I want you to like this page wherever you're watching it. I want you to share this stream, and I want you to be sure that you subscribe. In addition, I want you to catch us on the socials, especially on Facebook and YouTube. Just search for Art of Shepherding chat room. Make sure you're hooked on well, you're following, and you're subscribing to it. And I believe that God is blessing you and is changing your ministry. If today's your first time of joining us, here we have conversations about shepherding and about the work of the ministry. And if you stay around, you'll find that it's a major, major blessing to your life. Tonight we've been talking about the shepherding assignment of watching for the sheep, watching for the sheep. And at this point, we're going to take some questions for our audience because it is a chat room. I want to encourage those of you who are watching to also send in your questions. You can post your questions in the chat. We want to hear from you as well. You can send it to us through any other means. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions. And what happens that in subsequent shows, we answer the questions that we've received through our socials. So be sure to drop us. You can also drop us a comment, send us a question. Let's have the conversation going. But tonight we have some questions in the studio. Let me get to it quickly so that we can take as many as possible. So I believe we have a first question. There's a young lady here who wants to ask a first question.
Hi, Bishop. Please, my name is Delight. And thank you for tonight's teaching. I've learned a lot. And I'm eager to know more. So I really want to find out. I'm a shepherd. How do I watch for my sheep? And most importantly, are there some strategies I can develop so that I can watch out for my sheep, my members, please? Thank you.
Lovely. That's a good question. Yeah.
Very practical.
And I think we have in our discourse addressed some of these things.
Yeah.
Number one, remember what Bishop Kobe said about the lady he met at the car park.
Yes.
Yes. You watch for the sheep by watching physically. Yes, physical watching. Shine your eyes.
And that's true, Bishop.
Yes.
A good shepherd should see the sheep every time he comes.
Yeah. You must watch so much that when her skin color is changing, you can tell that your skin color is changing.
Sometimes the skin color changes.
Yes. It is one of the many stigmata of carnality. The change of the tone
of the skin.
So number one is physically watching. I tell you, if you watch the lady carefully, you see that one of her children has a problem.
Hmm.
She's just waiting for you to make a comment that I've noticed that your daughter has this problem. It will help her to, it will make her feel that you are interested.
That's right.
I didn't see your son last week.
Yeah.
I didn't see you last week. Yeah. I mean, a member can miss church for 4 Sundays and you've not noticed it.
Oh, sir. Come on.
So, to watch for your sheep is to watch physically. The second way to watch for your sheep is to watch spiritually.
Yeah.
Yes. There's a spiritual way to watch, and that is through dreams and visions.
Beautiful.
Oh, yes. Through word of knowledge and the spirit and the gift of prophecy. Look, I will share. I mean, we are having a nice family time. 3 days ago, just 3 days ago, I woke up crying. Yes, just 3 days. I woke up and I was crying and there were tears because I dreamt that I had received letters. I mean, it was a letter with many sheets. And I, as I'm speaking now, I can see the sheets on my bed. And the sheets were all one letter announcing that a certain member of mine was dead.
Wow.
So I read the letter and I was so upset, I began to shout the member's name. And at a point, as I was shouting, I realized that I was crying in the dream. I cried so much that I woke up screaming and crying. And I just lay still for a while. And took a decision that I was going to fast that day. 3 days ago. So I fasted from morning till evening. Wow. Praying against death for this particular member.
Wow.
So I was asleep, but my spirit was watching.
Was watching.
Wow.
Yes.
Beautiful.
So, right, that's a very good question. One way is to watch physically. Number two is to watch spiritually.
Spiritually.
Yeah, God will speak to you, will have dreams. Bishop Kwame, you were preaching the other day and you were saying that you had a friend who said when they were children, they couldn't misbehave.
Oh, yes.
Because any bad thing they did, the mother had a dream.
The mother will have a dream. She would just call and say, you, I had a dream. You were doing this. Stop it.
Yes.
Because for her, seeing it in the dream meant that it was happening. And that was
yes.
It.
And shepherd, you must begin to have dreams about your members.
Oh.
It's your shepherding assignment. Joel 2 says, beautiful. In the last days, God will pour out his spirit. And one of the manifestations is dreams and visions. When was the last time you dreamt about your member?
Yeah.
You should dream and see your member in a room with a white man.
Yeah.
I feel like prophesying.
Yeah.
You know, Bishop, one day I was preaching, and as I was preaching, I give an example. I say, you are a shepherd here, a lady. Instead of going out on outreach on a Saturday, you have taken a taxi from Dodua to Kaswa for a boy to hold you and press you, and you have bought orange juice and gone along with it. And everybody laughed, including myself. After the service, one of my pastors came to me holding the hand of a young lady.
Goodness gracious, that's ministry.
He said, this is my member. One of my shepherds, I said, I know her very well. He said, do you remember the example you gave of somebody going from Dodua to Kaswa? I said, yes. She came to confess that she's the one. It was just yesterday, Saturday. I said, what are you saying? I said, I took a taxi. I bought orange juice. I went to Kaswa.
What are you talking about?
I went to a boy.
When
you gave the example, I became afraid.
You are a shepherd. Can you clap your hands for this? And I am asking that, sir, Mr. Pastor Man, When was the last time? Can you write down the last time you had a vision about a member? No, it's not good.
Yeah.
And by this, we are announcing through this book, Art of Shepherding, that you need to have dreams about your members.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's only a dream that will reveal an evil that cannot be seen by the naked eye.
Yeah.
And the third way I want to say, I want to mention, the third way to watch for your sheep is to actually hear what others are telling you about other sheep.
Wow.
Yes, it's not gossip. It's not gossip. Sometimes your members will be the ones to see a lady in the church going to a married man's house.
That's right.
And they will come and tell you. That's right. Jesus told the story of a man who forgave a servant. Yes. He owed, let's say, $5,000.
Yes.
And he forgave him.
Yes.
And the man went outside and met somebody who owed him $50. And he held the man's shirt that he should pay.
Yeah.
It was a fellow servant who saw the misbehavior and came and reported it to the master.
Wow.
So there's a place for someone seeing for you. Oh, yes.
In fact, Bishop, I've come to see that a lot of the times it is loyal sheep who will come and tell you things that, because many sheep will make a good effort to hide their real nature from you.
Oh, yes. And that comment you've made takes me straight away to the book Loyalty and Disloyalty.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. About a culture of allegiance. That there are times that people must report.
Yeah.
If you read 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 1. 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 1. The house of Chloe. He said, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you. And this is a different one. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you. And such fornication as is not so much as named among Gentiles. Can I see the New Living Translation, please? NLT. Yes. I can hardly believe the reports about the sexual immorality. Paul is in Athens and they are fornicating in Corinth. Who will tell Paul? Somebody has to see it and send a text message. Oh, yes. Yes. Somebody must send a text. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. Look at it. 1 Corinthians 1, 11. You see right there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11. New Living Translation.
Yeah.
For some members of Chloe's household have told me about your quarrels. My dear brothers and sisters.
Beautiful.
Yes. How will Paul know? It's not every day we have prophetic visions, prophetic dreams, your word of knowledge. Sometimes a human being comes and says that, Mr. Bishop, man, your lead singer, she's a married man's third girlfriend.
That's right. That's right.
And you must act on it.
Yeah.
You must call and ask. Like the Matthew 18 guy. The master called and said, is it true? I've heard this. If it's not true, it's okay.
Yeah.
It is the household of Chloe.
Oh, yes.
Please put the verse up again. 1 Corinthians 1:11. For some members of Chloe's household have told me, sir, Mr. Shepherdman, can I see my face on the screen? Mr. Shepherdman, there is a place for members telling you. Don't discourage members from telling you things about your members or your pastors or your sheep. That is how we get to know that things are going wrong.
Yeah.
In the book of Esther, Mordecai heard that Bigthan and Teresh were planning to assassinate the king. Yeah. Yes. He went and told the king that, I've heard that, I'm hearing rumors that Bigthan and Teresh want to kill you. And that's how the king knew. How can you know as a shepherd that your member has a problem? It's not well. Ideally, the member must call. James 5, is any sick, let him call. So the one who is sick is the one who calls. But what if the person doesn't have airtime? The person is so sick, he can't hold the phone. Somebody must see the sickness and inform you.
Yeah.
So there is a place. I am not saying that you should just be sitting in your office receiving gossips. No. When you hear something, and tell the person who came to report that, I am going to tell Sylvia that you told me this.
That's right. That's right.
Otherwise, go home and go and sleep. So how do you watch? You watch by watching.
Physically.
You watch by watching spiritually. And thirdly, you watch by using the eyes of other people who see what you don't see.
Beautiful.
Period.
And I really like that third point, Bishop, because in my experience, there are so many instances where people have told me things I would never have known about.
You never know. And I've just given you scriptures.
Yeah.
These are biblical precedents.
Yeah.
Biblical. Yeah. It's not like the pastor lies gossip, or he's got some favorites in Nigeria, we say favorites who come and say. No, there is a place.
Yeah.
There is a place.
Yeah.
Because you are in Athens, and they are fornicating in Corinth.
Yeah.
How will you know? Somebody must send a WhatsApp message to you in Athens. That honestly,
What's going on?
Yeah. One day I saw a picture, one of my church members, at a place in Accra, I don't want to mention the area. Somebody took a, this must be, duskish evening, not too dark.
Yes.
Somebody took a picture of my church member standing in public, a girl being smooched by a boy. I'm in the melee. People are everywhere.
Public,
you know,
please.
Town, public
rush
place.
Hour.
The guy went and stood somewhere and took a picture and WhatsApped it to me. What happened in my office? So don't shut people down.
You know,
you'll
Bishop,
be destroying your ministry.
One day, some sheep came to me and said, Bishop, this sheep of yours, she's becoming very wild. I said, how do you mean wild? So, she has all these videos up on social media about wild parties that she's at. I said,
how will you know?
So, Snapchat, so I'm on Snapchat. We are connected. I said, no, you don't understand. You have been excluded from the
real meat.
So, one of them said, you wait. The next time she posts one, I'll take a screenshot and I'll send it to you. When I saw it, I said, ah. So, yes, she has blocked you coolly, so you will never see it. You will never see it.
So you must, you see, we're not talking about encouraging gossip.
No. Going to look for it or, no.
But just believe that one way to see into the life of your member is the one who stays in the next room in the compound house.
Yeah.
She sees the man with the pot belly coming in at 11 p.m. and leaving at 5 a.m. when she's sweeping the compound.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful answer. Well, let's take another question. We have another sister here. Yeah.
Good evening, Bishop. My name is Vida. Thank you for the chat room. I'm really learning a lot. My question is, I'm a shepherd. What is the best way to carry out my duty in caring for my sheep?
Wow.
Yes.
In caring for them, in watching for them. Yes. How the best way to watch for your sheep? Part of it is this way. But what you are saying brings my mind to Acts 20, verse 28. I like to answer questions with scriptures because I'm a Christian. Acts 20, verse 28. I like the Good News Translation. I hope everybody can see the screen. It says, so keep watch over yourselves and over all the flock which the Holy Spirit has placed in your care. The rest is your homework. But the key is that keep watch over yourself. So really, the best way to watch for your sheep is to watch for yourself as well. Because you are also a subject of your watchship. Many shepherds, many pastors don't know that they must also watch for themselves.
Yeah.
It's not just your sheep.
Yeah.
The Good News Translation, the King James says that, I think, take heed to yourself.
Take heed to yourself.
And to your flock. Yeah. But the Good News says, watch, keep watch over yourself. Yes. Watch yourself. You notice that you are falling in love with that singer.
Hey, my goodness.
Watch for over yourself, because you will notice that even your attendance, you are beginning to come to church late. Watch over yourself, because you will know, if you watch over your own self, you will notice that you are praying less. We are so quick to see others, to watch over others, and we are not so quick to watch over ourselves. So pastors and shepherds are depreciating in their anointing and are finishing with time while they are busily looking out for others. So one of the ways is to watch for your own self.
Beautiful. I want us to try and take a few more questions quickly. We have yet another sister. It looks like today the ladies are on a roll. Please, let's have a question. Yes.
Hi, I am Florence Tofa. And Bishop, Florence, you made a point that I need to watch out for the souls of my sheep. And I want to really know, I'm very curious to know, what are some of the signs that I need to watch out or look out for when watching for the souls of my sheep?
Wow. The soul. Yes, that's one of the points. Actually, the shepherding assignment, yes, one of the points is to watch for the soul. I think the first
heart,
point.
The mind, the first point.
The
heart,
first point,
the mind,
yeah.
The soul.
And it's true. So, that is, you go deeper than just hairstyle and shoes and skin color, changing from metallic black to golden brown. One of the ways to watch for the soul is to know even what the soul is. The soul is the will. The will. The emotions. The mind. So one of the ways to watch for the soul of your sheep is to notice the change in emotions of the person. You should be able to notice when a soul is getting depressed. Yes. A good pastor should know how each member's facial configuration is.
That's right.
I'm telling you. Yeah. So if the face changes,
yeah,
the arrangement, yeah, changes, you are quick to notice that your, yeah, face has changed.
Even subtle things like the gait, the walking.
How the person,
know,
is. Some even people, even the dressing.
The dressing.
The person looks disheveled.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a sign. The soul is also where decisions are made from. That's a mind. And watch the decisions your members take. A decision to go and watch football instead of coming for an afternoon prayer meeting.
It's a sign.
So watching for the soul is deeper. It's deeper. Yeah. The will, the person's determination, and the person's strength of will to be around, to serve God, to follow. People get tired easily.
Yeah.
Notice that your shepherds are tired. And once again, notice that you yourself are tired. Yeah. Notice it. No, so that's a very important question. The soul is, look at the person's mood, the person's decisions, the person's smile or the absence of a smile, the person's demeanor, absences. It may be a pointer to what your sheep is going through. Of course, there are some who are able to eclipse their inner problems with smiles and a nice facade. That is where you need visions and dreams to see behind
that
smile.
That's right. Beautiful.
So, that is what you do.
Beautiful.
To watch for the soul. Beautiful. The soul of, we are souls. And look at even a member's willingness to be around. Willingness. You can have a shepherd under you who says that, I don't want to be a shepherd anymore. The soul is getting weak.
Yeah.
And if you are, I hope I'm talking to people who are deeply into shepherding. Yeah. You go beyond the hairstyle, the shoe, the dress, and you look into the eye. Sometimes you can see sadness in the eyes.
Sadness, yeah.
Yeah. You look into your assistant pastor's eyes. You see, the person is sad. Some people can cry and come into the service. You've been crying. Yeah. 2 days ago, I met a brother. I said, hey, you are drinking. I can smell ethanol.
Mercy.
For 30 minutes. He was denying. So I'm ordering a breathalyzer.
Next time you just administer the test.
Next time, if he challenges me, I'll just say, blow the air. We must be serious shepherds. We must be serious shepherds.
All right. I think our next question. All right.
Francis.
I've been enjoying this chat. I'm learning a lot. Now, in one of the points that I think point number two, it is said that the devil has an agenda of killing, you know, your sheep. So
wow.
My question is, are we talking about physically, you know, killing the sheep? Is that what it means?
Yes.
And then the second question is that, I mean, you are, as a shepherd, you're supposed to pray as a way of preserving the life of the sheep. Is there any other thing you can do beyond prayer?
Wow, what a serious pastor. Yes, but first of all, sir, Satan wants to kill. When we say kill, it's not metaphorical or like cartoon killing. He wants to put your member into a coffin. And every member in a coffin is a shepherd you have lost. It's a source of encouragement you have lost. It's a source of many things you have lost. That is why you must believe it. The Bible says that the devil comes to steal, to kill. That kill is not cartoon killing or like a cushion knife. No, it is, he wants to kill you. Yeah. And so the next question is that, the answer to the follow-up is that, therefore, you must actually, apart from prayer, institute interventions that safeguard the very life. Like my pastor, Bishop Dagwood Mills, has told me, when I'm traveling, I must not go beyond 80. That's his counsel. So I've got a driver. She's a lady. You know, she just drives by heart. 100 kilometers, 1, 2. I say, hey! if you want to die, don't admit your... Yeah, because my pastor has spoken to me. As we've traveled throughout Africa by road, Europe by road, serving God, I've noticed that he's not in a hurry to get to a place. Because he's mindful that Satan may not kill you with cancer, but he may kill you through your foot on a pedal. And many have died. One way is to advise, visit your members. Go to the house and check the security. Check the doors. My pastor has come to my house. Not once, not twice, to check doors, windows. He has advised me, move this window here, change this. He has given me security advice. Wow. You may be watching me today because of the advice my pastor has given. That's why I'm alive. Yes? So there are many things. When you see a certain type of boy, your member, a good shepherd, falling in love with somebody who, you see, when you see a fornicator, there's even a way they walk. A male fornicator, they have a way of walking. This guy likes girls. So when you see him around your member, advise the member, be careful. I will now advise you to be following this guy. Look at his life. Look at his social life, because he may be bringing you HIV. So yes, pray, but give advice. Physical, be interested in the own. If your daughter was the one following that boy, wouldn't you give her advice? So that is what God is calling us to do. That Satan wants to kill, and the killing is not metaphorical. It's not like cartoon killing. It's real killing. And you must be aware that Satan wants to kill. So that is, God bless.
All right. I think we have time for maybe one or two more questions.
All right.
I'd like to take one or two more questions.
Good evening, Bishop. Thank you very much for tonight's session. And I'm excited to ask this question because it's on my heart. As a shepherd, I would like to know, are there specific type of prayers that I need to pray if I need to fulfill my duty of watching for the sheep?
I think that a shepherd must pray a lot in tongues. Pray a lot in tongues. Pray a lot in the spirit, because, you know, the world is dark. Isaiah 60. Yeah. Arise and shine, thy light has come. Verse 2. Darkness shall cover the earth. Gross darkness the people. So the people you see are not the people you are seeing. Yeah. There's a saying that people are not people. Pastor, I'm speaking to you now. If you follow smiles and facades and the niceness of dressing, you will never know what is behind the veil. That's why a pastor must pray in tongues. Katimayon dalababa, irabaka, hours in tongues for your sheep. Another way to pray is to watch and pray, which is look at the members. Look at them. You see prayer topics. Yeah. If you are a good pastor, when you see a member, you have seen a prayer topic. When I see members, I see prayer topics. This one needs this. This one must have this. This one's basenta must grow. If you want to really pray for people, you have to open your eyes, watch, and also pray with what you are seeing. It's a prayer topic. So these two are very important ways to pray.
Beautiful.
And sometimes also, you must even ask people to pray. Have a prayer team.
Yeah.
That meets to pray for members.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes declare an evening. I was pastoring a church. I don't know whether it's my previous church I was pastoring. But there was something I did on Wednesday evening. No shepherd left the house. Everybody was in his house. And we had something called making mention prayer time.
Beautiful.
1 hour, you lay in bed and then you mention the names of your members and prayed for them.
Beautiful.
It's a way. Massive organized prayer. But you must pray. Because you can't use physical eyes. Even if you are wearing glasses, it can't help you to see well what you must see. So a shepherd prays by praying in tongues a lot.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Very important.
Beautiful.
Yes.
All right. I think I have time for one last question.
Wow.
Okay, a lady.
Hello, Bishop. My name is Wendy.
Wendy.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Please, I want to ask you about the last point you made. You said that shepherds must watch for the souls of their sheep by watching out for the enemy, and that there's always an enemy trying to steal the sheep. You touched on a few, but can you tell us what some of these enemies that we should watch out for are?
Beautiful. I think that's a very good way to end. And Bishop Kobe mentioned some of the enemies. Because the enemy of a sheep is what wants to destroy the sheep.
That's right.
Really. You remember I read from John 10 about the hireling.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does the hireling do? A hireling runs away when he sees the fox coming. One of the verse, John 10, I'm sure 11 or 12. He sees
12.
The wolf coming.
12.
Yeah. John 10, verse 12, I think. The hireling sees the wolf coming, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep. So a mark of a shepherd is that a shepherd confronts the enemies of the sheep. And the enemies are that man chasing the girl. It's an enemy. The enemy is the unbeliever music on the member's phone. It's about to eat the member up. The enemy is the friends, the unbeliever friends. So if you don't visit him at home with an unannounced visit, you will know that his friends are not the people that are sitting there around him in the church.
Beautiful.
There are many enemies. The member has a lot of people in his life who don't even go to church. They are about to sway him away. So there are two types. Let me answer your question well, finally. There are two types of enemies. The enemies without, outside, that girl chasing the boy, that boy chasing the girl. You must be close enough to your member to know that he is emotionally related or relating with somebody, or in a sexual relationship. Yeah? That the bag, the Hermes bags and Louis Vuitton perfume and Dior glasses he's wearing came from somewhere. And her mother is a fishmonger and her father drives a bus. Where is the money coming from? So type in the comment bar, I will go deep.
I will go deep.
And know my members. So these are the enemies outside. Because of time, I will show you the enemies within. Inside the church are enemies. And Bishop gave us a verse in point number 2, Acts 20, verse 28 to 31. I'm going to be jumping. Take heed therefore to yourselves and to the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. 29. Watch it. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves. It's once again, you see the wolf outside has appeared into the church. Enter in among you, not sparing the flock. What will they do? Verse 30. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. 31, finally. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. There are enemies inside the church.
That's right.
They are there. They are called fifth columns. You know them by the things they say and the things they do. Take me back to verse 30 and put it on the screen as we end. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things. Watch out for people in the church who speak negatively about the pastor, about the church, about the members, about what is happening. They are there. And some of them, for some reasons, you can't drive them out. But you must warn your members not to associate with. Some of them are pastors.
Yeah,
some of them are, a lot of them are old members. Old members who are disillusioned. But they are the enemies within. If you do not address it through, sometimes in the preaching, you must just grow wild. You see that they are looking at their shoes and looking at somewhere, just their face is changing. Yeah. Create fire in the church. Some of them will stop church. Let them stop. Yes. That one person leaving is good, because if he stays, he will cause 20 to leave the church.
That's right.
They are pollutants and don't deserve. Paul said, mark them and avoid them. Paul, he also taught about driving people out of the church. So watch them by the things they say, and also by the things they do. They draw people. Notice that since your shepherd became friends with this pastor,
yeah, Yeah.
She's no more even attending meetings.
That's right. Yeah.
A pastor.
Yeah.
Who himself is on retirement. That's notice it.
Yeah.
Notice that since this person became friends with this, she joined this group of airport stars. She doesn't pray anymore.
She doesn't
attend prayer meetings.
That's right.
You will notice it. And you must watch out. These are enemies. So don't think the church is full of people who are praising and worshiping God, who are giving offerings. There are people in the church who are against the church.
That's right.
Beautiful. Against the pastor. And may God open your eyes through dreams and visions and through third-party eyes and through your own eyes to see them so that you take your members from them. May God touch your eyes.
Amen.
May God touch your eyes.
Amen.
May God touch your eyes.
Amen.
Otherwise, if you don't see the enemies, they will destroy your sheep and you'll be the one who will suffer one day.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, I really feel I've got mixed feelings because we really don't have time for any more questions. The questions have been fantastic. I've really enjoyed today's conversation. I feel like with every episode, we're going deeper and deeper.
Thank you.
Deeper and deeper. Yeah. I feel like we're going deeper and deeper. And today's topic leaves a lot of food for thought. There have been a lot of revelations, but I believe that it's also leaving a lot of food for thought. I want to say one more time that you've been with us, you've watched the program, multiple episodes maybe, but I don't want you to leave tonight without sowing a seed. I want you to sow a seed to honor what God is doing through this program, what God is doing in your ministry through the program. Sow a seed. I'm putting the numbers on the screen now. The one at the top for those of you who are in Ghana, that's your number. And then the number at the bottom for those who are giving internationally. The name on it is Laureen Boating. That's correct. That's the number to sow your seed with. I want you to take your phone, whatever device, your computer, sow a seed in this Art of Shepherding chat room work, because this is not an entertainment program. Through this program, God is changing your church. God is changing your ministry. God is changing your life. God is making you a better shepherd. And we all know that as we become better shepherds, our very lives are improving as well. So I want you to be grateful to God for this resource that he has put online and sow a seed. And I believe that God will mightily bless you. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll finish it off. Welcome back to the Art of Shepherding chat room. We've been talking tonight about the shepherding assignment of watching for the sheep. And I can tell you that if you just joined us or if you've joined us not too long ago, you need to go back and you need to watch it. Some very deep things have been shared today. And I believe that for every one of you who's a pastor, who's a shepherd, there's a lot of meat in there that you need to chew on multiple times and it will change your ministry. As is our custom tonight, before we sign off, we want to ask Bishop Edwin to pray with us as shepherds and pray for shepherds and those watching over God's flock across the world. Bishop Edwin, if you will.
Let's close our eyes. Father, I pray for pastors, for shepherds, the carers of your flock. You love your sheep. You love them so much that you sent your son to die for them, Lord, I pray. Those you have called into this ministry who are watching, listening, I pray that you bless us all. Bless us with the anointing that makes us good shepherds.
Yes.
I release graces, capacities,
yes,
abilities.
Amen.
I share it now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That everyone who is under the sound of my voice will receive a new and a fresh mandate for shepherding.
Amen.
New strength,
amen.
new energy.
Amen.
New interests.
Amen.
A new understanding.
Amen.
Bless us in the name of Jesus with that ability to lead our sheep, to watch for them, to be there for them. That sense of ownership. I pray, Lord, that as we end this chat room tonight, that your hand will rest upon us. Not just rest on us, but touch our hearts and make us shepherds at heart. The heart of a shepherd, the heart of a pastor, the heart of someone who has been given the care, the charge of caring for sheep.
Amen.
I pray that you will touch our eyes. May we see beyond what the normal eye sees.
Amen.
Touch our ears. May we hear beyond what the normal ears hear.
Yes, Lord.
Give us a high sense of perception, sensitivity to the needs. Give us the ears that hear the cry, the unspoken needs of our members.
Yes.
The needs they cannot voice out. Grant us the ability to perceive their needs.
Yes.
And understand that beyond us, there is no help for them. Yes. Beyond us, there's no one who will care for them. Anoint us with fresh oil, Lord. Yes. Anoint us with new oil, Lord. Yes. Anoint us with power. Anoint us with influence, the oil of influence. Anoint us with the unction that makes us great leaders.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray that none under the sound of my voice will lose even one sheep.
Amen.
May we keep all that you have given us, except the sons of perdition. When we stand before you, may you call us good shepherds and faithful shepherds.
Amen.
Bless us. Increase us. Deliver us from evil.
Amen.
And let your will be done. Lord, watch over us. Amen. As we even watch over ourselves and watch over the flock, we will ask, Lord, that you will watch over us. For except you watch over us, we stay up in vain to watch. Care for us. Provide for us. Protect us. Yes. And surround us with angelic escorts by day and by
Amen.
Night. And let the hand of the enemy never touch us.
Yes.
Let the enemy's plan to kill us fail.
Amen.
May we live to serve you Amen. And bring great glory to your name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Bishop Edwin. God bless you. God bless you for the fantastic revelations. Thank you for the prayer. Well, all too soon, we've come to the end of tonight's episode. And I must say that the studio audience, you've been fantastic. For those of you who have watched with us online, God bless you for watching. God bless you for staying with us. And tonight, we are a bit more mellow because tonight marks the end of our first season of this Art of Shepherding chat room. And I know, I feel the same way. I want you to stay tuned, to keep following our socials. We will put out little clips, we'll put out messages, but most importantly, we will announce when the second season will be taking off. So I want you to be alert on the socials. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure that you get alerts on our socials, YouTube and Facebook. And when it's time for the second season, we'll be announcing it. So this will be the end of season one. It's been a mighty, mighty blessing coming your way. You've been fantastic. You've followed us. You've watched us. Those who've been in the studio, it's been wonderful. I want to say a big thank you to all those who've helped make this possible, the production people, all the people behind the scenes. God bless you. Thank you very much, Bishop Edwin. It's been a fantastic first season of the Art of Shepherding chat room. And I want to believe that our second season will be even more fantastic. So thank you, everybody who's made season one beautiful. Thank you for watching. Thank you for supporting. Thank you to those who've sown a seed. God bless you. Good night. And we'll see you in season two.
We try.
trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.